Hello and welcome to episode 147 of Speak Beastie for March 20th, 2022.
I'm Anne.
And I'm Shannon.
And we are joined today by a special guest, Sam Williams of Alohomora. Hi, Sam. Thanks for joining us.
Hello. Thank you very much.
So, tell us a little bit about yourself. Who's your favorite Fantastic Beasts character? What's your Hogwarts house? What's your Ilvermorny house? Your wand? Your Patronus? Anything else? Any fun facts you want to put out there?
Oh, absolutely. Let me take you on a very Alohomorian dive into my background, meaning we'll be here for 2.5 hours.
Great. Get some popcorn, y'all.
We brought Alohomora to Speak Beastie, y'all. Get ready. So I think the fact that my wife and I are writing some children's books, and one of our main character's name is Pocket, which is one letter off from my Fantastic Beasts favorite character, should give you an inclination that I'm not that all that interested in humans. My favorite character is Pickett by far.
Oh, good choice, good choice.
Love
good.
Pickett. Although I will say, I love the sort of awkward nature of Newt, but Jacob would have to be my favorite human. Mm. So there's that.
Sure.
Hogwarts house is Gryffindor, which, you know, is upsetting to many people, but I love it. But I'll say I'm not that much of a jerk because my Ilvermorny house is the Pukwudgie. So I'm like a lovable, loving, stupid man. My wand is Sycamore, Phoenix Feather, 11.5 inches. And my Patronus, according to Pottermore, according to an account of Pottermore that I've created for retaking that test multiple times, I managed to get Dragon after, like, the 120th attempt.
Ooh.
Nice.
Which is great. So wow. My official Pottermore account is like, you've got a Dragon. Because my friend who has been on Alohomora, he was the first podcast I ever did, was with my friend Ronnie. We spent 3 days during grad school ignoring our homework and just taking Pottermore quizzes until we got our perfect character profiles.
As you should.
As you should.
Yeah.
I think my original Patronus,
you gotta do what you gotta do,
was like a black and white cat, but the tattoo on my arm says it's a red-tailed hawk.
Nice.
Indeed.
Yeah, I think we have all four houses represented today. Shannon, Ooh. You're a Ravenclaw, right?
Yes, I'm a Ravenclaw.
Hey, so we have all four houses. That's Yay. Exciting.
Who's the Slytherin?
I am.
I will be murdering you. I'm kidding.
That's fine.
That's fine. We're good. I...
All the rivalry.
Just hop on a plane right now.
Yeah, I mean, what? It's like a 2-hour, 3-hour... Wait, no, how long is it? It's 4-hour flight, I think?
To get to Chicago?
So you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a long podcast. It'll be fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
All right. Awesome.
So, cool. Now that we've established that our guest is a Gryffindor going to murder me, we would like to take a moment to thank our Speak Beastie Patreon supporter, I think it's pronounced Monty. I am so sorry if I have just butchered your name. Thank you for your support. Please write in speakbeastie@gmail.com or DM us on Patreon to let me know how to pronounce your name. I'll put it in a corrections corner.
Yay. Thank you, Monty.
Thanks, Monty.
Thanks, Monty. All right. So we do have some news for this episode.
And now a message from our sponsors.
Hey you, yes you, the magical cats and dolls waving your wands like bean shooters in a caper. Looking to be on the up and up about Newt Scamander, famous zoologist and world traveler? No need for gossip at the juice joint, just tune your ears to Speak Beastie. And now for as little as $1 dragon a month, you can make Speak Beastie the Neasles Meow. Support the show at patreon.com and suddenly you're the big cheese, the real McCoy, with exclusive access to swell sneak peeks, bloopers, and behind the scenes features. But wait, there's more. Sponsors can also beat their gums at the joint with access to the Speak Beastie Common Room on Facebook. Now you're really on the clean sweep, flyboy. Get a wiggle on to patreon.com/speakbeastie to learn more about becoming a sponsor today. It's the Billy Wigs knees and how.
The news has been pouring in over the past few months, which has been great, but also a curse because we can't keep up. So we do know the date for the world premiere that's happening in London. That is on March 29th. Now, this information was found by digging through the Wizarding Wednesdays, the application to enter their contest. It's in, like, the fine print writing of terms and conditions they put the date.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, so it's March 29th. And you can also enter to win those tickets over on the UK Fantastic Beasts Twitter. And there are runners-up prizes as well, which includes a trip to the studio tour in London, private screenings of Secrets of Dumbledore, and tickets to Cursed Child in London and on Broadway. Sadly, I cannot enter. It's only for UK residents. Oh, which...
But if you're a UK resident, you should definitely enter, and you should tell us all about it.
Which, isn't that weird that they're giving away tickets to Broadway, but it's for UK? But yeah. They won't fly anyone else to the UK for the other locations? Kind of weird.
Yeah.
We also learned that the movie will be released in China on April 8th. So that is at the same time as what? Australia and...
UK and Japan.
Oh, UK and Japan. Why did I think
Australia? Yeah, I was actually looking at the release dates last night when you put this in there. This movie is going to be released over the course... There's like 13 different release dates because it starts in the Netherlands on April 6th. Going through, Ireland still has the original release date of July 15th, but I'm thinking they'll probably get it the same date as the UK.
Yeah. Ugh, avoiding spoilers is going to be so bad.
Yep.
Stay off TikTok.
Yeah.
Oh, God, stay off everything. Especially TikTok, though, because they're pretty bad about spoiling stuff, aren't they?
Yeah, because it's a video format for, like, what, up to 3 minutes? So, and if you're getting a short one, then they just do it right off the bat.
Yikes.
So other than those release dates, we also have lots of posters, character posters, which we'll be talking about later on in this episode, so I'm not going to get into it here. We also have some new names that were added to the IMDb cast list since we last checked and gave a rundown. We have Valerie Pachner, or Pachner, who has no character name associated with her.
Yeah, I looked her up. She's an Austrian actress. She's... in her mid-30s, and Wiki has her listed as Henrietta Fischer, but when I googled Henrietta Fischer Secrets of Dumbledore, the only thing I found was a picture of some merch that had a wand with a character named Henrietta Fischer, so tenuous.
Yeah, there's like a lot of leaked merch and books floating around that like have info in it, but it's like... Trying to source that is so hard because it's just like people who got their hands on this took some blurry pictures and uploaded. So it's, Fiona Glasscott has also officially been added to the list, which obviously we saw McGonagall in the trailers, so we knew she was there. Hebe Birdsall is also added, and she portrayed Ariana Dumbledore in The Deathly Hallows. So we are getting Ariana in this movie.
Well, I guess we see her portrait.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
So it might just be the portrait. Ah.
So, hey, Sam, what's your take on McGonagallgate?
Okay, great. hot take, here we go.
Just throwing you right in.
So, had... there been not the little line about I've been teaching here for 50 years in Order of the Phoenix, or however long it actually is in Order of the Phoenix, I would have been totally fine with McGonagall showing up, even with the Pottermore, like, or the subsidiary books off the side that, like, break down McGonagall's life and, like, where she comes from and when she starts. Because, like, at that point, you can just be like, okay, great, the side books are actually non-canonical anymore. We can go to the film franchises and the book franchises, and they can be the same. But now I'm at the point where I'm like, okay, great. We've got two different canons going. We've got a movie canon where all the movies from Harry Potter line up with the movies from Fantastic Beasts, and that's fine. And then the books are their own separate canon that exist outside of any plays that might exist or movies that might exist.
Okay.
Yeah.
But also at the same time, I don't know, it could have been neat to have a new character there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't feel like you have to have McGonagall in order to have Jude Law have chemistry with another character. I feel like Jude Law is a good enough actor, and there are lots of good actresses, including the one that they have now for McGonagall, that could create a certain chemistry and camaraderie as an assistant between these two. So, I mean, I have a whole theory on why everything seems to be messed up with a new Dumbledore and everything, but we'll get to that.
I love it.
All right. So that's really all the news that we have today.
Okay, so we've got some owl post. So we've got a couple owls. So first of all, our podcast question from the last episode was, are there any inspiring examples of positivity from the Wizarding World fandom that you've experienced? So we got an answer over on our Facebook page from Martina, who said, once, as I was waiting in line for something, the person in front of me had a line of small, discreet Harry Potter tattoos inked next to a significant surgery scar on the back of her neck. I'm not great at making conversation with strangers, so I never asked, but I was very impressed. If that's not positivity, I don't know what is. I don't know this woman's full story, but she wasn't afraid to let the world know that Harry Potter helped her through some very hard times. It's a very nice story.
Oh, so nice. That's
cool.
You should also go follow our Facebook page while I'm mentioning it. This is right under that post is a great Newt Sniffler's cereal box cover that I love. So our second owl post is from Albert. Albert? Okay. Sorry, Albert. So Albert was writing in about, it's recently announced that this book called Onyeka and the Academy of the Sun by Tola Okogwu. This book, which actually hasn't come out yet, but it is the rights for a film version have been acquired by Will Smith, David Oyelowo, and Onyeka and the Academy of the Sun is described as Black Panther meets X-Men, and it's about a middle grade girl, British Nigerian girl, who learns that her afro hair has psychokinetic powers, which sounds pretty cool. So I'll be excited to read that when it comes out in June. But Albert said, the recent announcement of an adaptation of an African magical school story has me yearning for the timeline where this was an announcement of an African written Wagadu trilogy. Wagadu being the African
Ugandan
wizarding school. Yep. And wanting to ask, what does the Speak Beastie crew think of a post-Rowling International Wizarding World story group being formed soon, modeled after the one which are collectively telling all new Star Wars stories, with authors writing authentic wizarding stories about their native regions? A Scandinavian HBO Max series about an ancient family of troll hunters. A manga about... Oh, I forgot to look up this one. The Japanese.
It's phonetic.
Mahotokoro.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. Later adapted to anime and film / video game. And most awesome of all, the aforementioned Wagadu film trilogy. This would also kind of be like the Rick Riordan Presents series right now, which is a lot of own voices, books being published kind of in an extended universe of the Percy Jackson books. What do you guys think? Would that be... I mean, that would be cool.
I think that'd be really cool. And I think a lot of, the tentativeness of fans who maybe don't want things expanded is usually due to not wanting the Potter stories touched, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the Wizarding World is so wide and broad that it would be so cool to see all new stories based in different parts of the world and that are very, authentic to those regions. I just think that would be so cool. I would definitely read them.
Yeah, agreed. Because, I mean, it is a lot like with Star Wars. Like, that is such a huge playground to be in that you don't even have to touch the original trilogy or the sequels or the prequels. You can just be on a planet totally elsewhere in the galaxy and tell your own story out there. The Wizarding World's the same way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think it'll ever happen. But... Or if it did, Or if it did, it would be like after J.K. Rowling died.
Yeah.
Grim.
And WB is still trying to suck the soul out of Harry Potter.
I think it would be great.
And then it would still be like, Harry Potter goes to Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For real. It would be great to get some other authors and creative minds in there, I think, for a couple of different reasons. One, you could, I mean, we talked about this on the International Schools pod a couple months ago on Alohomora, but, you know, obviously there was just a little bit more need to get other perspectives while creating the magical school systems. Because, I mean, at least in the way that it was rolled out, the way that they announced things, it felt very short-sighted and Eurocentric. So it'd be great to get some creative minds in there that's like, hey, I'm actually like from Japan and I can discuss what that type of culture would be. So as long as the rules are all consistent, like the Star Wars Expanded Universe, it should be totally fine to like get other people's perspectives and minds in there. And then that way we also have more creators who are getting profit off of this. It's not just Rowling. So then that might make a lot more people feel comfortable to sort of come back to the wizarding world too.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like, Hogwarts Legacy is already a thing. So creating mangas and other stories and stuff like that without Rowling's direct oversight, which Hogwarts Legacy did not have, I feel like, you know, we're right on the precipice of that. Especially because Harry Potter is, like, almost at 100% cultural saturation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would be cool. I mean, you know, in general, it would be cool to get stories that aren't about Harry and aren't about Dumbledore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, remember back in the day when Fantastic Beasts was supposed to be a story about a guy and some animals?
It is still to me. So that's it from the Owl Post. Thank you, owls. Goodbye.
And so while the owls
flutter away,
flew away, they did drop off 17 character posters.
Too many characters.
So we get no interviews, but here's 17 character 17. Posters. Okay.
And still no Tina.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I think
and one glimpse of Tina.
Isn't
the Japanese teaser footage.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't Tina just in the movie for that one scene with one line?
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
That's the major rumors going around by people who've seen it. Or I guess not rumors. That's the reporting by people who have seen the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. So now we're going to take the time to break down all of the character posters and the new footage that was released in the Japanese teaser footage. Just kind of what I have here is what they're wearing, anything notable about it, the background, if I was able to piece it out. So, and if you guys have any thoughts or anything like that, chime in.
Let's do it.
All right, so we're starting with Aberforth, and my man's is looking dapper in a fedora, overcoat, scarf, and tie. The background looks like the street in Bhutan that we see, like the one that people are walking down that we saw the poster for the Kirin on, that looks like that.
Well, because you can see that that's a banner for Santos over his shoulder there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this, because in, you know, the trailers and stuff, we've only seen him in the Hog's Head. So this really suggests that he will be getting in on the adventure.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed by the lack of goats in this poster.
Seconded.
Yeah.
Everyone else got a poster. Shouldn't Aberforth's goats have gotten one?
Unless he's so already true. In trouble Come at this on. Point, which feels like he
no,
is.
No, the trouble doesn't happen until the 80s, I think.
Oh. Well. It should be the goat's
or
70s? Head,
70s? Yeah.
They should call this bar the goat's head up until then. It's my headcanon.
Agreed.
That'd be great. That'd be so funny.
Maybe his mustache is made out of goat hair and he just glues it on every day.
He has the great Dumbledore shame that he's never been able to grow up decent facial hair.
Yes.
So that's really what the scandal was with the goats. Nothing else. It was just he was taking their hair to make
he was
a beard
caught
in a mustache.
Oh my god.
My brother has such a good beard. I just wanted one iota of facial hair. Albus is growing it just out of spite for Aberforth. Hey, you see this? You see this? You can't grow this.
Yeah, zero goats. All Albus.
Yep.
So we've cracked it. We've cracked the code.
Yep.
Next up, we do, speaking of Albus and his beard, he's wearing a gray tweed suit, and his beard is looking a little longer, so we are getting more towards that post-tenure robe, braided beard Dumbledore now.
Because they gotta match it up with Richard Harris's facial hair by the time we meet Tom in 1943, mm-hmm. somewhere around there.
Yeah, he's gotta be aged.
Pretty significantly. And his background is Hogwarts. Like, it's just, like, it's the castle.
Surprise, yeah. Surprise.
Can I say, I really, like, these are all great posters, but, like, the first movie, the posters had a lot of, like, little things hidden in them that these posters just don't.
Well, the one hidden thing in this one is, or it's not so hidden, but they changed his wand from the Cog movie.
I did notice that his wand... I was like, I don't remember his wand looking
his
like
wand
that.
In Crimes of Grindelwald is basically like the poor man's elder wand. It has the same bumpy shape because apparently they were like, well, Albus has got to stay consistent, so let's just give him the elder wand but gray to match his suit. And now it's this straight piece of wood.
Huh.
Well, we can see better in one of the group posters that it is kind of like twisty at the handle.
Yeah, that's great, but they don't have all those bumpsy bumps.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was really...
Which in the group shot, like, obviously Grindelwald is holding the Elder Wand, and it's very obvious.
Yeah.
It was very strange.
So they just got to making the poster, and were like, that looks like the same wand.
It does. It really does. Very odd choice for Crimes of Grindelwald.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an odd movie. We have Bundy. She is wearing a cloche hat with a matching jacket. She has a little burgundy collar peeking out. Her earrings are drop earrings. They're gold with carnelian stone, but with the orange-blue lighting, colors are kind of thrown off, so it's hard to tell. Mm-hmm. And the background looks like the interior of Hogwarts.
Mm-hmm. Almost hospital wingy. Very, Oxford University looking. So and that's where they filmed the hospital wing.
Yeah. So we can't see it in her character poster, at least not in this one, but I linked to this post that Victoria Yeats made on her Instagram, and she took a selfie with another character poster at the movie theater, it looks like. And it's interesting, you can see Bundy has like a little pin on her waistcoat, and it's definitely a newt. Like a little salamander.
That's hilarious.
It is definitely.
It's so cute.
I noticed that.
And endearing.
Yeah,
I noticed that she had a pin there in like the group poster, and I was like, "Wait, what is that?"
Yep. Yeah. No, actually, I've been seeing some people saying that because she's wearing a salamander pin, it means she's Tina in Polyjuice Potion.
That would be a really funny way of not having that actress be a part of this after she's been so outspoken against Rowling, which she has been. That'd be a really interesting way to be like, I'm going to write this character out.
And she's Bunty now. Bye.
Newt kills off Bunty in the first scene by accident. One of his creatures just eats her and he keeps a hair.
I would like really hate that though, because I love Bunty and I want to know more about her.
Mm-hmm.
Backstory would be great.
I do want to know more.
Next up is Credence. He is wearing a black overcoat with a black shirt, what looks like a red tie. Behind him, there are tiered circular candelabras and stone walls. So probably Nurmengard seems to be kind of a theme with the bad guy posters that they seem to be in and around Nurmengard.
This looks like that like weird basement room with the pool in it that we see Grindelwald in.
Yeah.
It also could be the potions room, and this is just they've just hired this guy because he looks like future potions teacher. Maybe this is why Albus loved Severus so much.
Aww.
Like, you remind me of my not brother, Credence.
My not brother.
You remind me of a young man.
He's not really a Dumbledore. He's a Snape.
I am so full of rage at the idea that he might be a Dumbledore.
He's a Snape. Come on. Obviously.
Or he's a prince.
Or a prince.
If he's anything, he's like a Dumbledore cousin, but he's not a brother.
I don't even know anymore. Like,
it's fine. It's going to end up being a whole time turner thing, and they're going to murder him as a baby.
All right, I'm done with that. So next, speaking of bad guys, we have Grindelwald. He's wearing a black or a dark green suit, coat and vest, white shirt, and a black tie with a silver pattern. Interestingly, he has his wand is pointing directly at the viewer. Everyone else wand held away from the camera in a more neutral, whereas Grindelwald is kind of more aggressive. And again, he's got dark bricks and a door behind him, so probably Nurmengard.
And it's green light.
He needs to be taught proper wand safety.
Yeah, he's basically just murdering us.
It is green light. Everyone else has kind of like orange sparks.
Mm-hmm. Huh. It is interesting that a lot of these, I wonder if all of these posters are corresponding to their supposed Hogwarts houses. because you're getting a lot of red and gold with those first four characters.
Oh, maybe.
Dumbledore's got red and gold. Aberforth has a red and gold tie. Credence is wearing a little bit of red. Same with Bunty. And now we've got silver and green, which I do know that Grindelwald did not go to Hogwarts. I am, you know, a little intelligent enough to figure that out. But it'd be interesting to see if that's sort of a shout out to, hey, this guy's evil, because they're still Slytherins are all still evil in these films.
I hadn't thought about that, but you're right. It's weird that everyone else has kind of like the warmer color scheme, and then Grindelwald has the cooler one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. Super cool. Just draw sunglasses super cool. on them.
Speaking of probably evil people, this next guy, who is he?
Who knows? Helmut. He's wearing a dark gray jacket with a pops collar. He's got a white shirt, and his tie looks plain black, but it's at a weird angle. No wand. And he also appears to be in Bhutan. It looks like the same street as in Aberforth's.
This is also Tina with Polyjuice potion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure this is like Abernathy's replacement.
Yeah. He's in the scene where like the suitcase opens up and like blasts some people with boats, right? That's him.
Yeah. Because he's the one who's dueling with Eulalie and Theseus.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he a bad guy.
Yeah.
We think so.
And I'm pretty sure he's like the guy who's always standing next to Rosier too.
Okay.
Rosier. Excellent. So many French last names that are Death Eaters.
Next we have Jacob. He is looking fly in his tailored houndstooth suit with a white shirt with a light brown pattern, black tie with silver geometric pattern, and the background is his bakery.
I just find it hilarious that he gets a poster holding his wand, but Helmut, the actual wizard, is not.
Hey, maybe Helmut's not a wizard.
Yeah, maybe he's dueling with a, I don't know, pre-cast wand?
A gun.
They like...
maybe.
A gun.
Grindelwald's whole thing is about how muggles are becoming more and more powerful, and he gives one of his muggle assistants a gun just to show everybody.
But he's like, what is that?
He's like, well, Newt has a token muggle. I want one too.
Also, can I get one of these pre-programmed wands that Jacob has? Because obviously he's not casting any spells. But if you could pre-program a wand, like, I don't know, I just summon my slippers every morning. That would be fun.
Yeah, I'm down for that. Just one with enough magic that I can just say Accio phone, and yeah. It zooms me from wherever I put it down this time.
That would be great. Then you could put a little Bluetooth locator on the wand for when you lose the wand, but have the phone.
Nailed it.
Exactly. Yes.
Next up is Eulalie. She is wearing the gold dress from the studio tour and gold chandelier earrings. I feel like this is the first time we've gotten a pick close-up of her wand. It's got like a dull gold diamond pattern near the top of the handle and a scaly pattern at the bottom. And the background is the swanky dinner party.
She's evidently a horned serpent then, correct?
Sure.
I don't know.
Gotta be. That's her Ilvermorny house for sure, for the wand, to make sense. Or else
horned serpent's the smart people, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the Ravenclaw house.
Definitely then.
I'm gonna see.
Otherwise, it's a really unfortunate wand to have picked out.
Like, yeah, she's like, I'm a Thunderbird, but my wand's all snake-themed.
Can I trade handles?
I'm not seeing her that her house has ever been revealed, so yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
She's Charms Professor.
Next is Lu Tao. He is wearing a black suit with golden embroidery on the lapels and shoulders, and then he's wearing a white shirt with a black and gold striped tie with red dots on it. The background, it's like, hang on, let me pull it up so I can describe it better. It's like a wooden door and some bricks and a lantern. So it could be Bhutan, or it could also be old Berlin. Like, it's hard to say, because it could be Asian, but it could also be European.
Yeah. I feel like this looks like Bhutan, where we see, like, Jacob when he's going down that short, like, alleyway corridor thing.
Okay.
Close that door by himself. That's what, like, this looks like to me. It's the same sort of vibes.
Also, this suit is fly.
It is.
I was going to say, I love this suit and the tie. So, so good.
Oh, I just realized he also doesn't have a wand. No. At least it's not visible in the photo.
Yeah.
No, I don't think he has it, period, because you can see that his hand is doing the cross arm thing, and then you can see the tip of his thumb at that bottom corner there, I think.
Yeah,
you're right. Huh.
He doesn't need a wand.
He doesn't. He's too fly.
Yeah. I mean, he probably does wandless magic.
Yeah, I mean, that is a whole thing with that International Schools announcement, was that the wand in Rowling's universe is a European invention, and so a lot of the schools outside of Europe do not use it. It's just Ilvermorny, Ilvermorny, Hogwarts, Beauxbatons, and Durmstrang. I think that they use it now because it was like an invention that, as cultures started to mix, helped to focus. But that schooling around wandless magic still exists in the other
that
places.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Plus, we also see, of course, Graves, aka Grindelwald and Fantastic Beast, use wandless magic to summon Newt's briefcase. So he's got some he's got some skills.
Yeah.
He knows what's up.
And for anyone who doesn't follow Dave Wong on Twitter, do yourself a favor and follow him.
Absolutely.
Because he is very excited about being in this film. And I love it. All the stuff he posts is just, you can tell how excited he is, and it just makes me so happy.
Next up, we have Newt. He's wearing a tweed overcoat with hints of blue, a dark jacket, white shirt. Oh my God, I wrote jacket twice. And a stripy bow tie. Pickett is hanging out on his wand. He's holding his case. The other hand in the background looks like a jungle.
Yeah, I think this is where he's getting the cure in.
Yeah.
We're thinking it's
South
America.
Or he's in Pandora
yeah.
from Avatar.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry, wait, did somebody just say he was on Pandora?
I'm saying it looks like Pandora. Like I'm out here in Animal Kingdom.
he's probably just at Disney World then.
Yeah.
This is another time turner thing. He just zooms to the future to take a bunch of rides with Pickett.
He's like, look, this is great, but I need to ride Flight of Passage right now.
Pickett, it's Pickett's
he
final
would
wish.
Love Flight of Passage.
Yeah, I would. Also, there's a little bit of a Hufflepuff shout out with the yellow lighting instead of the red or the green, like everybody else is getting.
Yeah.
Lighting up his eyes. And also, of course, Pickett is ludicrously wonderful.
He is.
Trying to steal Newt's wand in this picture. And then we'll get to his poster later where he has Newt's wand.
Excellent.
So I feel like this background, it could either be that bamboo forest, but it also looks... like Sam was saying, like very like South America.
It does.
So I wonder if this is our glimpse of Brazil.
Well, there's been
our one little glimpse.
That's like the biggest fan base that has been absolutely yearning for Wizarding World and their location, which is the South American, especially the Brazilian crew there. Just absolutely begging for it. And I think Rowling at one point tweeted being like, wait for the third movie. And then took that down. So I would be very surprised if we didn't get any South America in this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there were some like articles that came out after like initial test screenings and stuff that said something about Brazil.
Yeah.
So I think we are still going there, maybe just not to the extent that we once thought we were.
It feels like it's going to be sort of like an Indiana Jones opening where they start in a separate location for that first 15, 20 minutes. And then we move on to the rest of the story.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah. Because we got to get the crew together heist style, essentially, for this movie.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, can you swear on this podcast? I forget.
You can swear, but you're going to get bleeped.
That's fine. I feel like Dumbledore's just going to go around for the first 20 minutes collecting people and being like, Albus Dumbledore, you son of a I'm in.
Yeah, that's exactly how that's going to go down.
Precisely.
I would be heist movies, so I would be so down for that.
Yeah.
Speaking of heists, next up we have, I have already written this, I'm not, Pastries, not Teddy, his name is Pastries.
That's right.
He's laying on a book called The Atlas of Celestial Anomalies. Thank you, Shannon, for pointing that out. The background, I think, is Dumbledore's office, and he's just chilling, he's having a nice time.
I love it.
Yeah, I was trying
I love
to see,
how
like,
it takes three movies coin, to give him a name.
I know. Also, why was the name announced with a poster?
Right?
So weird.
I don't understand
so
it.
So weird.
Also,
and it's not even on the poster.
I know. They just put it in the tweet.
They were just like, Teddy.
They're just like, Teddy.
Also,
maybe social media doesn't know. They were just making stuff
can
up.
Can Newt name his pets better? Because Pickett's a great name, but Ted? No? Also, I need the book that he's on. Like, Mina Lina does such a good job with their designs, and I need that one.
I know. Looks
it's
pretty.
Beautiful.
I feel like I would like the name better if he didn't shorten it to Teddy and he just always called him Theodore.
That
oh my
god.
Think that's hilarious because it doesn't fit
Theodore.
Him at all.
Or just called him Door and just then his name was Dumbledore and it was just hilarious.
he just like Dumbles and Dumbledore. He and Dumbledore both look over.
Yeah.
Not you, the Niffler.
Why'd you name the Niffler after me? Well, you both get on my nerves.
another Indiana Jones reference. Why'd you name him Dumbledore? No, we named the Niffler that.
Named the dog Indiana.
We named the dog Indiana. Also, they grew up in Colorado. It's fine. I'm not going to go on a whole Indiana Jones rant. But he did grow up in Colorado. Very confused why he took the name Indiana.
Yeah, I don't understand that. But whatever. Speaking of beasts.
Speaking of thieves, yes, we have Pickett.
There he is.
He does have Newt's wand, and he looks pretty satisfied with himself.
Oh, yeah.
Is he unlocking a safe?
He's standing on a typewriter like he's in some kind of office setting.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like this is probably a ministry. I don't know which ministry, but...
It's a heist movie, like I said.
I mean, yeah.
Also,
the heist is Newt trying to get his wand back.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just the whole movie.
Newt's side quest.
I love the idea that, like... There's this whole A movie happening where it's globe-trotting adventures, and then in the background there's this new Pickett running through every scene in the background.
Like, Jacob's got a wand, I need mine back. Also, very concerning that there are flames encroaching on Pickett's space. Very,
it's not great.
Very reminiscent of Half-Blood Prince when Hagrid's hut gets set on fire by Bellatrix and it burns a bunch of bow truckles to a crisp.
Wow, thanks.
You're welcome.
Don't worry, he's got a wand. He can defend himself.
It feels very much to me like there's like a battle happening off screen and Pickett's just like, I'll just be over here.
Newt's just apparating every which way until he can find his wand.
Maybe Pickett's trying to get Newt's wand back to Newt. You know, maybe someone else took Newt's wand.
Oh, maybe.
I think
we're being a little harsh on Pickett.
If this leads to a boxing scene where Newt just has to punch people while he apparates.
Bad Beast? Oh, great.
Very funny.
Newt and Jacob just got to punch people. Anyway.
Okay, so Queenie.
Her.
Is wearing a burgundy dress with the scar from the studio tour. She's wearing a necklace, but we can't see if there is a pendant. She has a ring on her left hand.
It's her right hand.
And per Margo, is the same ring she's wearing in Crimes of Dumbledore. And
it's her background. Right hand.
Is it?
Yeah, it's her right hand. Unless they've mirrored the shots.
Yeah, you're probably right. I don't know my right from my left.
It is right on the poster, but if it's a mirrored shot, then and it's supposed to be a left, and they just didn't reverse the photo, then it could be a left, but I don't know. I choose to believe that she's married to her work now.
Oh, she's a career girl.
Mm-hmm.
She don't need no man.
Can I say, I saw an article about how upsetting it is that there's like no Tina. But this article started off by being like, she's the only female lead in the films. And I was like, excuse me.
This is Queenie Goldstein erasure.
Yeah. I'm like, maybe she's like the female lead, but she's not the only female lead.
Right.
It's very rude.
That is very rude.
They were correct in their sentiments. Anyway.
I love her hair. I love her dress. I love everything about her style.
She looks so good.
Yeah, she looks so good.
Mm-hmm. She her looks eyebrows so good, are evil.
So good. I'm just going to say, the way that she's done her eyebrows is incredible.
Yes.
Do we think she's probably, her background is also Nurmgard?
Nurmgard, probably,
Nurmgard, whatever it is.
It'd be great if it was just some random place, like in all of these, that they were just like, fooled ya with the character posters.
It's just her house.
Dumbledore
just where
doesn't
she lives.
Set foot in Hogwarts, only the Hogshead.
Queenie actually spends the whole time putting in a very complicated order at Starbucks.
In the future. Again, more time turners.
More time turners. Next up, we have Vincentia Santos. She is wearing a white or a pale yellow top with black embroidery, a long silver chain, and silver stud earrings. Her background is windows, and it looks like the place that Theseus, Newt, and Lolly are running in the trailer, because there's a part where they're running through the corner, and there's just like tons of windows. Mm-hmm.
It also looks like where Pickett is.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
So some ministry.
Two points here. One observation, one question. A, this looks like one of the places in Westworld, if you've ever seen that show. Two, can the Speak Beastie crew remind me who this is?
Yeah. She's in the movie.
So helpful.
She's running for Supreme Mugwump.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
She's the Brazilian candidate.
Is she a Grindy plant? A Grindy low. That's funny. Sorry. is she a plant by the Grindelwald Corporation?
No. As far as we know, no. That'd be pretty wild, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, her slogan is like, liberty, progress, magic, which...
Yeah, I'm voting for her.
Oh, good. I'm glad
it doesn't, like, I mean, I guess it, she could be a Grindelwald plant, but I feel like he's not going to be hiding behind someone whose views are sound opposite to his.
Well, it's a misnomer, and, like, she's talking about liberty from the International Statute of Secrecy.
True.
That could be interesting. Also, I'm very glad her slogan isn't liberty or death, because that would set up the joke, oh, imagine if we gave her liberty. It's so much more difficult.
So next up we have my husband. He is wearing a dark jacket with an ash shirt and maybe a plaid tie. There's some kind of pin on his lapel. Lots of windows in the background and a single fluorescent light. It seems very office-y.
I'm going to guess that that is his head boy pin that he just can't take off because he's so proud of that achievement.
That makes me love him even more if that is the case. Also, I'm so glad we're married.
Are all the people who love Theseus, did they also love Oliver Wood in the original series? Because that's the only people that I know that obsess over Theseus are also obsessed over Oliver Wood. But maybe I'll stand corrected.
Really?
Yeah. Did you obsess over Oliver Wood?
No, Percy's my boy.
Oh, interesting.
Okay.
Great.
Percy and Theseus, that matches up. That makes sense.
Yeah, I'm just surprised about Oliver. I mean, I guess you can kind of see there's a similarity there in that, like, Theseus does seem like kind of a jock.
Mm-hmm.
But...
because he is.
I liked Percy and Oliver, and I wanted them to be friends, which in hindsight is very, like, I was shipping them.
I'm sorry, you're on the good ship person for now, Shannon. You can't get off.
Couple, yeah. So, I mean, personally, I think they should get together. Still time.
Oliver and Percy, or Theseus and Percy?
Oliver and all three.
Percy. All three. Very age inappropriate.
That'd be some awkward time jumping.
Again, time turners solve everything.
Theseus should get himself a man, though.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be nice. I think
that'd be good for him.
Maybe it'll be Jacob.
Whoa. That'd be cute.
That'd be wild, but, like, now that you mention it.
Also, when does it become too old? When do you become too young to date? What's his name? Oh my gosh, Philosopher's Stone dude.
Well, I mean, I think it's going to be more of a question because you have to, if you apply the creepy rule to Flamel,
yeah,
which is half your age plus seven, he's not going to have a lot of candidates.
That's true.
Yeah.
So do you cap it at like 70 and just be like, look, we're about the same body type now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay, so when Theseus is seven, he can go. I know. Nicholas Flamel has a wife, but you know, it's France. Menage a trois is a thing.
That'd be fun, yeah. And then Theseus can live not forever, but for like a while, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
I mean, it doesn't. Hopefully, he doesn't get killed in this movie, and he can live long enough to be able to start dating Nicholas Flamel.
If Theseus got killed in this movie,
he does.
No one's allowed to die.
He does seem like the number one candidate out of all the major characters to be pegged for death.
Yeah.
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 Yeah,
he's like the hero and the hero type character.
Well, and also like to give Newt some more emoting to do.
Yeah.
To drive Newt to maybe fight more warlike or whatever, because it feels like Newt's going to be sort of, hey, maybe we don't do a wizarding war, and then he needs to be, he needs a family member to die in order for him to be like, all right, never mind. Rude. How do you say about a cadaver? Ooh, sorry.
I wish someone in these movies would kill someone like that. How do you say Avada Kedavra?
Whoops.
Oh, no. Man, I really meant it.
That seems like something Bellatrix would do.
Maybe, yeah. Also, how are we going to get more Lestranges?
The other Lestrange lines.
Are there? I thought this Cog was like, this is the end of the Lestrange lines.
I think it's the end of that Lestrange line. I'm presuming that maybe there are other Lestranges out
cousins
there.
Cousins or something.
Because Rodolphus doesn't just bud.
Hold on, let me... Lestrange family tree.
But also, like... Okay, now, remind me. In Cog, is the dad of Zoe Kravitz the Lestrange?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And then his parents have... His dad has two siblings.
Okay. So
one of them probably had...
One of them has whoever Belly's little husband is.
Yeah, one of them produces Rodolphus.
The master cuckold Rodolphus.
What an achievement.
Good job. Snaps for those strangers.
Unless, what's his toes? Our new Credency Dumbledore person is actually Lestrange and they're just going to double back.
That'd be wild.
That'd be stupid. Stupid wild.
Or if Corvus really survived.
Yeah, maybe. And he can make Rodolphus. Has anyone looked at the Sirius Black? The Black family tree? Do they go back from Rodolphus's line?
I believe so.
So we know what his dad's name is?
I believe so, but I believe that it just, the name before his is just Lestrange. It does. There's not a first.
It's just like, hey, here's the family.
Yeah, because they don't care about.
They were like, you're not going to look this closely at this wallpaper.
Except for now.
Yeah.
Aurelius. Great.
Cool. So next up, we have my wife. She is a queen. She is flawless, and we have no choice but to stand. She's wearing a green silk dress with a high neck, tied at the back, and she's got drop earrings that are diamond-shaped with a clear stone in the middle, which I am buying on Etsy as soon as I find them.
Are they diamond-shaped, or is it like a low-key sort of Deathly Hallows sign?
I mean, there's a pointy bit at the bottom, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be also a
little shout. Is it
a pointy bit at the bottom?
It's really hard to tell.
Yeah, it looks like it's kind of a Celtic knot kind of thing. Again, but the lighting is so funky. Unless you're super zoomed in, which of course I always am on Vinda Rosier, it's hard to see.
It's square, or you know,
she was the
square on the side.
She was the baby killer, right?
Yes.
Yeah, her makeup's flawless, and her bun's really
she
elegant.
Is flawless.
I like her twisty wand there.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if Ollivander, when he gives people all their wands, is like, writes down, hey, potential bad guy for the ministry every time.
Just this gave out the black twisty wand today.
This wand was unyielding. This wand was murdery.
Well, I mean, like, if you look at the Noble Collection wands, there's Death Eater skull, Death Eater, like, knife.
Yeah.
Death Eater. There's, like... Like, mm-hmm. So, Albert's like, dear diary, today I sold an 11-year-old child the skull wand.
Why did I even make that wand?
Oh, it's because he went through a goth phase.
Fair.
I have a headcanon that Ollivander is actually the same salesperson since the beginning of the shop, and he also too made his own philosopher's stone. And so, at one point, he just goes through like the literal goth phase when it's gothic architecture's going up. That's just him making all of those wands.
Dear diary, today I sold an 11-year-old the My Chemical Romance wand.
Oh my god, yes. Can you imagine the pandemic wands? They're just all like...
Oh my god.
This one looks like a cat. Yeah, yeah. I got several. This one looks like a couch. Yep, that's where I made it. It's a very inconvenient wand. It's very big.
This one has Kristen Bell's face on it? Yeah, I made that one when I was watching The Good Place.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine sitting down on an Ollivander couch? What is this filled with? Phoenix feathers? Don't say a spell. This is not down alternative.
Whenever I need a wand cord, it's boop, right on my couch.
Just plucking feathers. What did you do? Murder a phoenix? Yes, multiple times. How'd it regrow?
It's really convenient.
Very convenient.
It's great. Luckily, Aurelius Dumbledore wasn't using his anymore once it turned out he wasn't a Dumbledore, so I just took it.
Just took it? Actually, that's why it didn't come and help Aurelius earlier. I had it in a cage. It escaped finally. Dumbledore with Harry Potter was like, this bird only gave 2 feathers and also 600,000 more.
But those were previous foxes, so it's fine. It doesn't count.
Those are a lot of twin core. A lot of twin core going on there.
So, okay. Another poster. Another man.
Another random.
Another dude who we have no idea who this is.
Whose coat has a lovely velvet feature to it.
He was the supreme mugwump in the 1930s, apparently. Anton Vogel.
What year are we in now for this movie?
We don't 100% know. We think we're in the early 30s.
Okay, that would make sense.
Yeah.
Which, like, as I was going through the posters and, like, looking at everyone's clothes and Googling what kind of hat is that, it is very heavy 1930s, late 20s to early 30s style.
Great.
Yeah.
Seems legit.
So either he wins this election or he's someone they're all trying to replace.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
So he is wearing a black coat with a fur trim. And we can also see that he's got a white shirt with an olive tie and no wand again. And he His background could be Dumbledore's office, but could also be Nermengard.
It looks the same as Venda's, doesn't it?
And wouldn't it be the headmaster's office? Not Dumbledore's, yeah.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, because also, like, seeing his, there's that
globe.
Oh, the globe
is the same, you're right.
Yeah, and that's also in hers.
Yeah, I was just thinking it reminded me a lot of the Dumbledore's office set at Forbidden Journey at Universal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is headmaster's office.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. And he wouldn't be there yet.
He wouldn't be there yet. He's now in the Transfiguration room. Because apparently the ministry can just legislate who gets to teach what. That's oversight.
Yeah. That's fine.
Volo looks very, like, mildly surprised in this picture.
Like, oh,
I didn't know an appointment at this hour.
It does seem like someone's just offered him a bribe. Oh.
I'm going to pretend that I am more moral than that, but...
but my hand is out.
So, slide that over here.
Okay, our last of the 17 character posters is Yusuf.
Yusuf.
The colors on his are really hard to make out because it looks like they went a little crazy with the desaturation on it. Because, like, when you they have the orange tint from the wand sparks, and then it almost looks like it's fading to black and white.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if, because they always have, we know that he has, like, a memory pulled in the trailer, and the memories are usually, like, desaturated.
Oh, interesting.
So I wonder if it's kind of a reference to that.
Mm. Maybe.
That's neat. That's very neat.
It's a very dynamic poster. Like, him more than anyone is like, I am ready to fight.
He's a man of action.
Good for him.
So my question here is, with all of these posters, when do wizards go back to wearing robes?
Never, because the aesthetic is better for regular clothes.
Yeah, for real.
They didn't even ever do, like, full robes in the Harry Potter movies.
Yeah.
They tried. They tried for the first two movies.
But even then, though, the kids were all wearing cloaks. Yeah. They weren't wearing robes.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's probably just, frankly, a logistical thing. It's just easier to have people in really nice-looking coats and pants and skirts as opposed to having everyone running around in robes.
Yep.
We are seeing a lot in all of these movies, like, wizards who are, like, undercover and walking amongst muggles a lot.
This is true.
That is true.
So
I feel like it's just easier to get across the time period as well in clothing that we would recognize as being dated to a certain time.
Mm-hmm. I would love it if it was robes, but
I just am very interested
in even just more, like, colorful and weird.
Yeah. I would be, if Dumbledore's not going to wear robes, he needs to not be in a gray suit because he's too flamboyant for that.
I know.
Yeah, agreed. Like, if the movie is set in the early 30s, then he's got about 9 years to be wearing a purple suit with bell bottoms that we see him in when he meets baby Tom Riddle.
I'm very, very hopeful that Dumbledore's outfit when he goes to battle Grindelwald in the fifth movie is going to be bell-bottom purple suit.
Please!
Yes, please.
Yes.
And that would be so funny for that scene in Harry Potter where he's like, nice suit, sir! And Dumbledore's like, haha, I fought the darkest wizard in this outfit. It's hanging in the Wizard Smithsonian.
The Wizard Smithsonian. Okay, so that's the posters. Well, that's those posters. There's a couple more posters, but we'll get to them. First, we're going to get to something that's a video. So the Japanese Wizarding World Twitter released a featurette. The tweet along with it read, the release, and this is me popping into Google Translate, so if someone has a better translation, please shoot it over to us. The release is finally approaching. Can the Deco Boco team of newts stop Grindelwald? And what is the greatest secret that shakes the magical world? Cute magical animals are also very active. Hashtag Fantastic Beasts. The latest work will be released on 4/8. So I looked it up, and Deco Boco is a Japanese term that means uneven or irregular.
Oh, patchwork.
So it is referencing kind of like a patchwork team.
Yeah, very neat.
Cute magical animals are also very
They are very
I love true. Literal translation.
I love that.
So the new footage that we get, I kind of broke it down second by second.
Yeah, because there's a lot of footage that was in the other trailers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
At 1 second in, we have Newt and Theseus looking across the Black Lake at Hogwarts. At 8 seconds, we have Newt and Theseus holding hands in a forest. They probably just apparated there. Or maybe they're just bros holding hands. Maybe they just do that.
Let me break down the journey.
Shannon, break it down.
Okay. So in the full trailer, there was a shot of Pastries the Niffler running with a red tie in like
Oh my gosh, cape. I just noticed the tie in this.
Yes.
You're a genius, Shannon.
And with the shot of the nipple, I was like, whose tie is that? And I was like, well, Theseus isn't wearing a tie in that scene, but why would he be running with Theseus's tie? So in this shot, in the Japanese trailer, Theseus is holding the red tie. He is also holding this tie in the Great Hall scene that we see in all the trailers. So the whole cave scene happens before the Great Hall, before they go to Hogwarts. Because also in this shot, Theseus has part of the manticore tail still wrapped around him. So they must have apparated while the manticore was attacking him and cut off the tail. And also he's holding this tie. He is not wearing a red tie in his poster or anywhere else in the trailer. Credence is wearing a red tie.
Okay, and then it gets even more interesting. I put this in the notes farther down, but there's also a Japanese TV spot that has an additional shot that shows the Niffler pulling this red tie off the neck of an old guy that I don't know who
he
is.
Okay, hold on. I haven't watched this one yet.
So what is up with the tie?
So, okay. Yes, I'm looking at this 15-second featurette. This is so fascinating. What is happening? I'm gonna guess that the tie is probably not actually that important, but it does tell us that the order of these scenes.
Yeah. Well, and also in a past trailer, we saw the Niffler running with the tie, and you could see that it had like a gold, it looked like the Phoenix symbol, the Order of the Phoenix symbol on it.
Yeah, that's in the posters. Credence is wearing a red tie, but I don't think it's the same tie.
Yeah.
This would tie in with the theory that Sam put forward earlier, that the beginning of the movie is set somewhere exotic, and then they end up at Hogwarts.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking it probably starts with Theseus and Newt.
Yeah.
And then they transport to Hogwarts. But then I don't know when, like, the train scene happens in here.
Maybe they take it from King's Cross in London, and that's when, you know, Dan Fogel gets zapped on there with some...
But we see him in Hogwarts, too.
Yeah, we do.
Well, maybe they're coming back to Hogwarts. Maybe they were there earlier.
Yeah.
And everyone kind of went their separate ways on their little journeys, and then they come back.
Well, because we know from later in this trailer that Jacob is brought onto the train by Eulalie.
Yeah.
Let's keep going through this trailer, this featurette.
Okay, so at 17 seconds, we have Albus looking at the portrait of Ariana in the Hogshead.
I really wonder if this is going to lead to a flashback of that whole sequence, or if we're going to get footage of that moment at all.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
Well, remember we had those leaked photos of Ariana from filming that actually happened for Deathly Hallows but was cut? Yeah. So they could be using
old footage.
And it makes me wonder if this actress, Hebe Bursall, being listed on IMDb, is it really new footage that's filmed, or are they just recycling things that were already filmed?
Yeah. That would be cool. Like, I'd be fine with that.
Yeah, no, if they're able to find a way to work that in, that'd be great. At 20 seconds in, we have Pastries and Picket in and around the case, and Newt is sitting next to it.
Mm-hmm. Good combo.
23 seconds. Oh, go ahead.
I said good combo. Pickets and Pastries.
Yeah. Dream team. At 23 seconds, we have Newt and Bhutan in front of Grindelwald's banners. There's Japanese text, and it says magical zoologist, which is great.
That's him.
He's definitely looking at one of his bees.
Yeah.
He looks
like,
very
look at
like,
his face.
I'm proud. My baby.
25 seconds, we have more. I think it's a different angle of the International Confederation of Wizards rally in Bhutan.
Mm-hmm. They're all mostly shooting off green smoke, which seems to represent Grindelwald.
Yeah.
Not a good sign.
The red is Tau, and the yellow is Santos.
And interestingly, this does my thought that gray poster is was Grindelwald's, like the Art Deco one from the last episode. Definitely not.
Yeah.
Because we see Grindelwald's banners here, and they're much more the realistic fascist style of artwork that would be more consistent with his message.
Is this like how they take a vote? They shoot off the color of who they like?
I wonder if it's...
Secret ballots! Who needs them?
I wonder if it's more like a primary. Or a, what is it called in the United States? Oh my gosh. There's the primary system, and then there's the... What do they do in Iowa? Caucus. Where you...
Oh, yeah.
The caucuses are based on, like, sort of going and having an amount of people in your section, where it's, like, a preliminary vote, where you're getting indications from people.
Or it's just people being like, yeah!
I like my person. Our boat.
How do you count these smoke trails?
You just have someone going real fast.
Well, it looked like we had more green. All right, you win.
Recount.
One at a time now. Now, who do you want to vote for? Purple is not an option.
Oh my gosh, that would take forever.
I'd be the one sending up purple.
Purple's not an option, I'm not voting.
What if you're colorblind?
Ooh, what if you're red-green colorblind?
Like, hello?
Their counter is a muggle who's taking photos in black and white. I think that one's green. How could you tell? Well,
that's... So on brand for wizards, though.
Yeah, what is the most bass ackwards way we can do this? I know.
Who's in charge of this? Andrew Weasley? Grandfather of Arthur.
Let's see here. At 28 seconds in, we have Grindelwald's wanted posters on a mountain road.
I think this is the road leading into Hogsmeade.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. It does look like it.
It looks like where Katie Bell got cursed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you're right. I think that might be the same spot.
Yeah, that's true. And you are an eagle-eyed genius because you said that there were wanted posters. It wasn't in this scene, but it was in a different scene, and maybe you were right.
Maybe these were also in that scene. To single pixels in Photoshop have paid off.
Now, it says the reward here for Grindelwald is 5,000. I'm assuming galleons. And that just seems very low to me.
It depends on what type of inflation the Wizarding World has.
Well, so the HP lexicon has a galleons converter.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That you can go back to the 1970s. I don't know how they've determined all this, but according to them, in the 1970s, 5,000 galleons was about $60,000. And I don't know, so maybe if we're going back further, it'd be about like $100,000 in the 30s. That seems low. Anything lower than like $1 million. Like, if I am catching the most wanted terrorist in the world.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on how much inflation.
Better get a couple million.
It depends on how much inflation occurs because of the Wizarding War that's coming, where you're going to need more money to produce more things in order to go to war and, you know, increase security measures, bulk up your government. So maybe there's a crazy amount of inflation that makes 5,000 gallons seem more like $1 million.
Maybe. Seems low. I don't know. Seems like they didn't think it through.
I hope for your sake we get one shot of a sterling to galleons Gringotts scene. Just one.
Please.
Where you can pause and be like, oh, okay. All right, $2 million. Wow.
Yeah, I hope we get a scene where Newt has to, like, go to Gringotts and be like, I would like to convert these galleons to these 1930s American dollars. Thank you.
We just get that scene, just a walking by, like, a market, and you hear someone commenting on the price of groceries. Man, inflation.
God, bread is so expensive.
Galleons get you nothing anymore.
What is this, a pandemic? We already had one of those just 10 years ago.
We just had one! At 34 seconds, Dumbledore is sitting in a cafe on fire.
Well, so this is some of the scene where we previously saw Grindelwald and Dumbledore talking in a cafe, and then it is on fire.
We saw the cafe on fire previously, but this time we clearly see that Dumbledore is still sitting in
there. Is this a shout out to the This Is
Fine? I think it's an illusion. I don't think it's real. Yeah. Oh, it's very This Is Fine.
This Is Fine.
Someone needs to make that now. We need to send this to the social team.
We need a higher quality image.
Or just to cartoon it.
But yes.
I'm sorry that my screenshot from my phone isn't high quality. let's see here. 35 seconds in. Newt and Dumbledore on a bridge overlooking mountains.
Cool.
probably having some kind of heart-to-heart.
This looks like Hogsmeade again to me.
Kind of.
Maybe. You see the buildings.
Or one of the many Hogwarts bridges.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Looking out at the Scottish
Highlands.
At 37 seconds, we have Eulalie and Jacob apparating away from Jacob's bakery.
Neat.
So I think they take a port key, because he says something about port
keys. Oh, yeah, he says I can't resist a good port key.
Yeah. So this would be an extension of when we see her coming to get him at the bakery. And
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's interesting to see, because the port key is basically a bunch of scrap pieces of paper,
mm-hmm.
if that's the case. And that's the first time that we've seen it just not be one solid object.
I mean, I don't know if they're the port key or if she and Jacob are holding something between them. I really don't know.
Interesting. Again, another, because I always feel like port keys and horcruxes are sort of similar in how they're used. So it begs the question of if you could do a horcrux in multiple pieces of things.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like just scattered letters that you then mail out to different friends. Hey, you got a little bit of my soul.
It's also very reminiscent of the other scenes we see of Jacob at that banquet with all of the papers and stuff flying around him.
Oh, so maybe it turns out that Jacob's like a paper elemental and he just makes paper storms.
Paper bender?
Whoa.
Yep.
What do you bend? Oh, air, earth, fire, water? No. Paper. Wood? No. Just paper. If it's really thin.
I'm a menace at the library, baby. At 39 seconds, Jacob arrives on the train, and I think, correct me if I'm wrong, was this our first indication that Yusuf was on the train?
Yeah.
Because we see him, like, kind of giving 100%. Jacob some side eye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I do also, I notice now when we're looking at the screenshots that Eulalie's not next to him.
Mm-hmm.
But I still assume that this is an extension of the last shot and not a different time that he's transporting.
On a luxury train
somewhere. Car. Because it becomes clear that this is the first time in the movie that Newt and Jacob see each other.
Yeah.
If this is the Hogwarts Express, it'll be our first look at like a non-September 1st trip.
I'm pretty sure it's not the Hogwarts Express.
Okay. It's not.
Yeah, it's not.
It was revealed on the back of that movie magic book that was then later redacted that this is like the Great Wizarding Express or the Berlin Express. It's a train that runs from London to the Berlin.
Oh, cool. So we could get like the fourth movie could be, instead of being a heist, could be a Murder on the Orient Express
type. That would be so good.
I would be so down with that.
Where they bring back Johnny Depp to play a different character that gets murdered at the beginning.
Yeah. The train gang.
At 41 seconds, we see the train gang, part of the train gang. There's Yusuf, there's Newt, there's Theseus, and there's Bunty.
Yep.
Theseus holding a newspaper.
It's the Daily Prophet, and there's a wanted poster on the back, because the next shot is like a close-up of him holding the newspaper. And then the front has a headline that must say something like, "Who will triumph?" You can definitely read triumph, and then I can see like Santos's name a little bit smaller under it. So I'm thinking it is just being like, these are all the people running. We'll triumph.
Amy, it looks like you had some thoughts about To Save Our World, Each of Us Has a Role to Play.
Yeah, so like Newt says that quote, To Save Our World, Each of Us Has a Role to Play. So it kind of gets me thinking that we were right about what we were saying about the prayer wheel and like them all going to different corners of the world with these suitcases. It seems like they each have like their own little assignment or mission.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love the labeling for Jacob here is human muggle, as if there are muggles that are not human.
And this is where Newt like runs to Jacob and is like, my friend.
My baby.
Then Bunty is hiding behind the bar.
Which is so weird.
We talk about this? What is she doing?
You know, I'm not going to lie. After I read the Tina is Polyjuice's Bunty theory, I was like, well, what if she's hiding because she's like, oh, no, it's Jacob. He can't see me. And then she's like, oh, wait, I'm Victoria Yates now. Sup?
Yeah, I don't know. It's very weird.
At 52 seconds in, we do see Bunty with the baby Nifflers.
Yay.
That is nice.
Well, they're probably new baby Nifflers.
They might be new. Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. This is like 4 or 5 years later, presumably at least.
We got to make sure that Newt is obeying and not overusing the female Nifflers to create babies.
Yes.
I mean, maybe they are babies for a really long time, too. I don't know. I don't know how long Nifflers live.
That's true.
Who knows?
As Amy referenced earlier, there is a part where then each of us has a role to play. And in the Japanese featurette, there was like a little label for each of them in Japanese. So this is the translation. Theseus says elite wizard. Bunty is news assistant. Yusuf is prestigious magical tribe.
Which would be like prestigious magical family.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because in the English version, isn't it like from a very old...
A very old wizarding family, yeah. Eulalie is a teacher of spell literature. And Jacob, as was pointed out, is a human muggle.
I wish that's what he said. I wish Theseus was like a human muggle.
Oh, God, a human muggle. Do you know many house elves that can't perform magic?
Oh. At 54 seconds, we see Eulalie magicking Jacob an overcoat outside of his bakery.
Yep. Gorgeous.
And then here she is.
59 seconds, we see Tina. Here's a picture of her.
A photo.
Which is interesting. It seems to have replaced Lestrange's photo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is that like that's the Makusa logo in the photo, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then also in here is... there's like drawings of like a boat truckle and teeth, and then New York Royal Star Steam sticker, and then the same Paris postcard from the last movie that was from Tina to Queenie. Aww. And then there are a couple other things that you really can't see, but inside Newt's case, yeah.
At 1 minute, we have Newt getting up close with a scorpion tail or a spider leg. It's probably something to do with the manticore, but it didn't look manticore-y, so I wasn't sure. So,
well, like his hand, it looks like he's still doing the little like swivel dance.
Yeah.
And then the next shot is over his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Also, is it the thing that is tied around Theseus's waist in that very first shot?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, I feel like it's got to start with they're doing that thing and then they go to Hogwarts.
Yeah. Also at 1 minute, we have Theseus tied up upside down with the little baby manticore doing a little dance underneath him. It's very
and
cute.
And he is tied up with rope, not with the manticore tail yet.
Yes.
Which is interesting.
Maybe they're trying to like lower him down to get something?
Mm-hmm. Or I was wondering...
I don't know, having his arms not free seems...
I was wondering if this is like a human trap in here. I don't know why there would be a human trap in here, but maybe they got caught in the trap.
Maybe it's a human muggle trap, not a human wizard.
Oh,
trap.
Maybe. At 101, we have fancy Eulalie and some spinning dishes and what looks like to be Team Grindy leaving the room.
Yay.
Yeah.
This looks like she's the one who's kind of controlling Jacob's magic, like casting stuff, so it looks like he's doing it.
There are a couple guys on the floor to the side, but I don't think either of them is Jacob.
Yeah. And then the next shot, also at 101, we have Jacob floating and again surrounded by paper, which is strengthening my theory that he is a paper elemental.
I mean, there's no other explanation.
Yeah, zero other. At 103, we have Pickett looking overwhelmed, which same buddy, same.
Sticking out of the suitcase.
Oh, Pickett.
He's being like, Newt, what are you doing?
At 104, we have Newt running through a cave, and there are sparks or some kind of explosion behind him.
This looks like the Manticore cave.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Still.
Mm-hmm. At 109, we have an extremely round boy.
Yeah.
So round.
He is very round.
So this is the Wyvern.
Yes.
Because they can, like, inflate parts of their body, apparently.
Yeah, I don't know.
According to the HP lexicon.
Okay. And then finally, we have at 125, we have Theseus, Eulalie, Newt, and Jacob in the Great Hall.
And Theseus is holding the tie.
Yeah.
And this time we see children in the Great Hall.
Yes.
They're all just staring at them like, what?
Because it definitely seems like by the time we get to those shots in the Great Hall of them with Dumbledore, there are no children there. So it's the end of lunchtime. Theseus looks upset, which is understandable.
And Newt is holding the same newspaper we see him holding when the Great Hall is empty later that says murder muggles on it.
Rip.
Yeah.
As long as it's not Jacob.
And that's it for the Japanese trailer. Amy, go ahead with the other Japanese TV spots. I'm not going to talk for a couple minutes.
Yeah, so there were a couple more.
First of all, I want to say that according to Twitter Translate, the little caption here is magical animals are cute. And then just like TV spot unveiled, whatever. Niffler's Teddy.
Oh my gosh. So there are two TV spots The second one really doesn't have anything new, but this first one that I linked does have a couple extra shots. We do have at 6 seconds, there is the Niffler watching as I'm pretty sure it's the Wyvern flies by, and it kind of looks like they're inside Newt's case or in his basement.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being Newt's neighbor and just, yeah, there's been a couple murders on the street. These weird animals keep attacking. House value is plummeting. Like Newt's presence destroys a neighborhood.
Gets the whole block to himself.
Yeah.
At 7 seconds, that's where we see that shot I was talking about earlier of the Niffler pulling that red tie off of some old man's neck.
And this guy is like asleep or dead.
Yeah, yeah, it's really weird.
And it looks like it's like a kind of office, but it is like rock walls.
Mm-hmm.
And the Niffler is trying its best.
Like, I don't think we've ever seen this guy before, so...
I think it's just going to be some random guy, but I don't know why the Niffler wants his tie.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it is shiny. I don't know. The Niffler, in the close-up shot of the Niffler trying to get this tie, it really reminds me of my dog when he's trying to eat a bone off the ground and I'm dragging Dipper. Him away. He's like, no! I will eat this ground bone!
At 9 seconds, we just get a little bit of context to some of those shots that we've seen of Pickett flying through the air and with Newt's wand and the Niffler and stuff. So it looks like Newt Accio's them to him because we see him yell Accio.
Well, and it kind of looks like Pickett is hanging off the wand when he yells Accio, or a different bird chuckle, I suppose.
Yeah. I don't know how this works, but I don't know. I just know that we see Pickett and the Niffler flying through the air. So something's going on
with
there.
The tie is sticking out of the Niffler's pocket, and there's gold coins everywhere. The Niffler is living, I'm sure.
Living its best life.
And then another round boy.
Yeah.
Very weird.
Okay, then we're back to two more posters. Thankfully, not another 17. The first one, I don't know, when I look at it, it makes me feel like I'm looking at a YA book cover.
100%.
I love that.
So I just called it YA book cover vibes. And then the other one is the, you guys, we're at the Wizarding World, we gotta get pics in front of the castle with our wands shot.
Yeah.
This is my least favorite poster for any of the Harry Potter movies or Wizarding World movies that I've seen.
The first one?
No, we're in front of the castle.
Yeah. It is just kind of...
It's generic.
Yeah.
They're both not that exciting.
Yeah. They're both just kind of like, these are the characters and this is Hogwarts.
Yeah.
Like, I like the first poster we got that was the Phoenix flying towards Hogwarts.
Mm-hmm.
But these ones are just meh.
This first one with the sort of, I mean, it's very old Harry Potter with all the faces of people and then Hogwarts in the middle and the flaming phoenix. This other one is just so obviously photoshopped with the people, and it's like,
yeah,
Hogwarts Hills doesn't just end in a flat space unless they're standing on the lake. But it's, and then obviously,
well, we
they're
know
not...
how photoshopped it is because the Japanese version switches Dumbledore and Newt.
Oh, that's funny. Uh-huh. Well, and it's just so like they're not in the right lighting, a bunch of them. The shadows aren't working the way that they should. There's a bunch of, like, nondescript action. Like, Theseus is looking off onto some different side, but the other people who are holding their wands aren't. So it's just very confusing. Like, there's no...
Yusuf is just standing still.
Yeah. The other guy at the back left has his wand just pointing down at the ground.
And then they're just, like, all casting Lumos. Like, what?
But there's sunlight out.
It's weird. Yeah, why?
Yeah. Now, Jacob is wearing a red tie, just throwing it out.
Oh!
What does it mean?
It's a tie-in
I do
the
like
movie.
Theseus's, like, blue suit here.
Yeah, yes. For sure. That suit is great.
And I like in the first one, the Niffler just, like, peeking out from behind Dumbledore, just like, hey!
Yeah, it's cute!
I'm here!
I love Severus Snape in that one, too.
When I look at movie posters, like, I always assume that the arrangement of the characters is kind of, like, indicative to how much screen time they
have
and how important they are.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what confuses me about both of these. So that first one, Yusuf is like pretty far into the foreground. Mm-hmm. He's like secondary only to the trio of Newt, Dumbledore, and Grindelwald.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one, he's so far from the camera, you can barely tell who it is.
Well, and
in the first one, Jacob's in the back.
Way in the back. Yeah. Yeah. He's the smallest character.
It's so, I don't understand the arrangements here.
At least they keep having beasts.
Yeah.
Yes, thank goodness for that.
They're like, they geez, took that people note. Love the Nifflers and the Bow Truckle. Fine.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, we made it through all of that.
We made it. Thank you all for listening to me. I'm never going to do a main discussion together again. Bye.
Okay, so moving on to our next segment. We haven't done a Nomad movie magic in a while.
Ladies and gentlemen, please find your seats. Nomad movie magic is about to begin.
So for this one, I wanted to look at aerial cinematography.
Ooh,
it's cool.
Which there is quite a bit of in these films. We get some nice scenery shots and obviously those overhead Hogwarts shots. Yeah, or like the mountains around Hogwarts anyway. So Jeremy Braben is listed in the credits for Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald as the director of aerial photography. He and his business, Helicopter Film Services, also worked on Secrets of Dumbledore per the business's Twitter account. Which, side note, their Twitter is really pretty cool. They have a lot of behind-the-scenes pictures of them getting helicopter aerial shots for different films. They've worked on Black Widow, His Dark Materials, Wonder Woman, Spider-Man,
wow,
Endgame, nice. All sorts of stuff. So Jeremy Braben is the founder of Helicopter Film Services. He worked in news at the start of his career, transitioning into documentaries, then music videos, and eventually into films. And he's focused solely on aerial cinematography since 1993. So how do they do it? Braben's team attaches an array of cameras to the front of a helicopter to get those really gorgeous 360 aerial shots over landscapes and battlefields and all those epic sceneries. They also do drone photography, but obviously that's not quite the same scale as breaking out the big helicopter. And I also put in here a picture of the director's view of the camera array on the helicopter, which I thought was pretty cool. We can add this in the show notes as well to give a little bit of a background view. So yeah, just another aspect of the films and the filmmaking process that you don't normally think about, but obviously it takes a lot of time and effort to get some of these really epic and pretty shots that we see throughout the films and really in the trailers.
Yeah, you know, there's a shot towards the end of Spider-Man No Way Home that I was like, how did they get that shot? But this makes sense.
Yes.
Very cool. Thank you, Amy.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Of course.
Right. Well, that wraps it up for this episode of Speak Beastie. Our podcast question this week is, what is the significance of the red tie?
What is it? Tell us.
What is it?
Is it Tila's tie?
It's the only tie into Tina. Tie? Yeah.
Whoa.
Is Tina really the old man that the Niffler steals the tie from?
We've broken this wide open.
Is Tina a tie is almost as good as is Credence a goat? Have you all heard that theory?
No.
Yeah. I forget which host over on Alohomora did it, but essentially Credence is a Dumbledore because Aberforth transfigured one of his goats into a human.
I love it.
I love this Pinocchio Dumbledore theme.
Exactly.
Oh my god.
Well, if you have any theories like that, we'd love to hear from you. So please drop us an L on any of our social media outlets or email us at speakbeastie@gmail.com. We also ask that you leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever podcast you're listening to. It helps other folks find us, and it makes us feel good when we see all those nice 5-star reviews.
Spotify has star reviews now for podcasts, so get on it. to all of that social media is at speakbeastie on Twitter and Instagram. I can't speak. Facebook.com/speakbeastie, speakbeastiepodcast.tumblr.com, and then you can support the show on Patreon at patreon.com/speakbeastie. We have cool stickers, cool exclusive Patreon content. I am making the four core, as D&D characters. So D&D character sheets. So we've already got Newt and Tina up. And love them. And then I'm going to make Queenie and Jacob next. And maybe I'll make more after that. Anne and Amy, do you have anything planned for Patreon?
Yes, I have some. I'm actually hoping to get that done today. I have some very exciting content coming up. I'm not going to say too much about it because I don't want to spoil anything, but it's going to be great.
And we have a really great sticker coming out for April.
Oh, yeah. Which it's so good.
All of you Tina fans, you might want to sign on to Patreon for April to get this sticker. So,
you know, I don't know what it is, so I'm excited. Sam, do you, obviously people should go listen to Aloha Mora, but do you, what's your social media? Do you have anything else to plug?
Totally. In addition to listening to Aloha Mora, the companion book is coming out the same week as Fantastic Beasts. So Aloha Mora, three of our hosts wrote a companion book to Sorcerer's Stone. That's basically podcast commentary in a written form. That is coming out, in April. So please pre-order now. You can find me at Jabbernator on both Twitter and Instagram. That's JABBERNATOR, Jabbernator. Yeah, that's right. Cool. If you don't, I should be on there. It should say Aloha Mora host in my byline. You can also read my book reviews called Sam Strives for 55 on meowmeowpowpowlit.com. Meow Meow Pow Pow is an awesome flash fiction literary journal that also has a blog that I help to edit. That's meowmeowpowpowlit.com. Otherwise, yeah, shoot me a DM, whatever. Let's chat Harry Potter, Fantastic Beasts. I'm up for anything.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on to this episode. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, what a delight. If you ever want to come back and chat again once the movie comes out, it's holler. We're here for you.
All right, so that wraps things up. I'm Amy.
I'm Anne.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Sam.
Say case closed.
Oh, great. Hey, y'all, guess what? Case closed.